Scientists from Australia and Papua New Guinea are working together to discover what kinds of mammals live in some of the world's most remote forests. And they're doing it in an entirely new way, not by tracking the animals themselves, but by analysing the DNA of the parasites which feed on their blood. PNG correspondent Eric Torchek explains.
So do you reckon, we can actually look underneath the...
These scientists from James Cook University and the University of Papua New Guinea have come to the mountains near Port Moresby to find out what mammal species are in the forest.
Yeah, a little bit dry at the moment.
But they're not looking for the mammals themselves. Instead, they're combing through leaf litter on the forest floor.
So we're looking for leeches, but it's a little bit dry at the moment, so we're having a little bit of a tough time finding them. But I think if we scrounge around in the leaf litter, we should be able to find a few buried deep below.
Mark Zumbitsky is a senior research fellow at James Cook University.
One of the techniques that's been recently developed is to look at using surrogates for what's in the forest. So, for example, leeches and dung beetles and mosquitoes all feed on animals in the forest. So rather than actually sample for the animals themselves, we're sampling the leeches and those sort of animals to see whether we can use them to determine what's in the forest.
Papua New Guinea has tremendous biodiversity and some fascinating mammal species. But Dr. Zumbitsky says the remoteness of PNG's forests has made it difficult to study them.
The topography is challenging, the rainforests are dense and thick, so it's very hard to find a lot of the animals in the forest.
The two universities are starting a pilot study into the use of surrogate animals to get around that.
So rather than directly observing the animals themselves, we're using these proxies, if you like, or like sending out little robots to collect the samples for us in a way.
Gabriel Porolak from the University of Papua New Guinea says it could be done by villagers in remote areas.
There are some elusive species out there that they don't know, and this technique would help them to know what they're missing or what they think is not there anymore is still there.
Mr. Porolak says the research is timely because Papua New Guineans are noticing their increasing impact on the forest.
It has always been a part of their life, but because of increased human population, it's gotten out of hand. So there's more demand for use of land and forest products. So they keep, they're using it in a non-sustainable way. So the direction for conservation is a way of helping them to keep on using it, but in a sustainable manner.
Mr. Porolak hopes this research will help conservation efforts across PNG.
Knowing what's out there helps to leverage your claim for pledging the land for conservation.
The study will run for several months and hopefully will lead to a full research project that surveys many different forests across Papua New Guinea.
PNG correspondent Eric Torchek.